Chapter 3. The First Mrs. Wilson, 1883. The gawky young lawyer attending the church in Georgia was ill at ease. He didn't have the easy affability of the salesman. He lived in his head a good deal and had a professorial air. His heart was in turmoil, for he had just seen a woman he was certain he would marry. As a Calvinist, he believed that God's plan was preordained. He believed it was ordained that he should meet Ellen Axon and marry her. Her mother had died 4 weeks after giving birth to her fourth child, and her father, a pastor of the First Presbyterian Church of Rome, Georgia, suffered from depression that would later turn into mental illness. 21-year-old Ellen Louise Axon had to raise her three siblings. Woodrow Wilson had come down to settle the estate of his father, and he went to church that morning and saw a woman in a veil with splendid, mischievous, laughing eyes and reddish hair parted in the middle with curly bangs. Wilson called on the Reverend, and Ellen came to the parlor. He fell in love and returned home to begin composing love letters, a skill he would master when addressing Edith Bowling Galt 20 years later. "I am quite conscious that young ladies generally find me tiresome and often vote me a terrible bore, and that I have not the compensating advantage of being well-favored and fair to look upon." Wilson had long wanted to marry, but he feared he'd never find his true match. "I had longed to meet some woman of my own age who had acquired a genuine love for intellectual pursuits without becoming bookish, without losing her feminine charm, who had taken to the best literature from a natural, spontaneous taste for it, and not because she needed to make any artificial additions to her attractiveness. I had about given up expecting to make her acquaintance." Ellen seemed to fit the bill. She had studied art at Rome Female College and was a graduate of New York's National Academy of Design. A bronze medal had come to her at 18 for her paintings at a Paris International Exposition. Ellen wasn't a wilting Southern belle painting on the porch while the magnolias bloomed. She already had an agent, and she was selling. She was a well-read, educated young woman with a real talent in the arts.